Cue the music.
Okay. I'm Aaron. This is Noah.
I'm Noah.
This podcast, what's this podcast about, Noah?
Aaron, what are you trying to get at there?
What we do...
Yeah, we're about to explain.
Today we have an expert.
My expertise, happens to be,
What is this show, Noah?
Man.
Schooling Noah with Aaron Maslow and a special guest.
It's a working title.
It's a working title. We don't have. Yeah. I forgot that I already drank a Miller Lite earlier, so I was gonna get one of these Constantine.
I brought you Gatorade for a reason.
No, I'm gonna do it. I'm just gonna save it for the week.
Oh, take the Gatorade with your Molly.
Well, welcome to the show.
Guys, this show is called
Schooling Noah with Aaron Maslow and a special guest.
Special guest or special expert.
Experts, yeah.
That's a working title for sure.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I already bought the domain, so.
Okay.
I like it. .gov.
.g. .xxx.
Oh.
No, but it's spelled E-C-K, E-C-K.
.co.uk.
XXX.
Are you going to open it?
Yeah.
Open your... Your beer, incriminate yourself,
God.
Young person.
It's not a beer when it's as sweet as Noah. I'm Aaron. This is Noah.
I'm Noah.
This is a podcast. This is our last podcast we're going to do. But we're glad you tuned in. I know you did. Hard eye roll. This podcast, what's this podcast about, Noah?
You know, Aaron and I like to think that we have a plethora of people we know, so... We get experts of various kinds and types to sort of just talk to. We ask them questions and, you know, we make ourselves a little bit more, intelligent.
Right. We're going to find out information about the world through people who have already lived. And then we're going to...
Yeah. Well said.
Sneeze on them.
Yeah.
We have just the greatest rapport, and I'd like to start the show off by just discovering a little bit about Noah. Noah, what kind of expert are you?
Man, what am I not an expert in? You know what I mean?
Love.
Yeah.
Sexual relations.
That's
with
true.
Anybody.
Okay.
Except your priest.
All right. Let's, okay, then I will tell you what I'm an expert in. I'm really good at gift wrapping. I'm an expert in gardening. That's not really true, actually. I am, an expert in, let's see.
Everything you say is so honest, and I love that about you.
Yeah. I like to think I know a lot about blankets.
Yeah, you really do.
You know what I mean? Aaron, what do you claim to know a lot about?
That's an easy one. I know about cities that are named after people. I could tell you anything about any city. Lincoln.
Okay.
Georgia.
Okay, let me...
Have you been to Tommy?
yeah. Tommy, Indiana. One of my favorites. Actually, Gary, Indiana. That's
right.
An easy one.
That's easy.
Tommy is right next door to Gary,
Wow, Indiana. You sound like me.
Maybe I have... I'm good at exactly what you're good at.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, you said gardening, and I'm definitely, like, a big tomato guy.
You are... Actually, that is very true. You're good at tomatoes. But cherry tomatoes are regular.
Both.
Yikes.
You know what? I like to do a tamuckin, and that's when a cherry tomato grows inside of a larger tomato.
Yeah.
So, like, if you had a cherry tomato inside of a grape tomato inside of a beefsteak tomato, holy cow.
Yeah. Unstoppable. So,
let's get one.
Yeah. We should start that.
All right. Let's do it. And I'm also an expert at instruments that not a lot of people have heard of.
Okay.
There's the skloot, which is a Scandinavian flute. There's also the piano, which is a piano made out of bananas. Not a lot of people play the piano, but I know about it, and I know people who sometimes play them, sometimes eat them. Just depends on what they're into. So
Ray Charles played the piano for a short amount of time.
He knew what was up, though.
It was
such a joke. Like, everybody's like, he can't see it. Let him play the piano.
Right, 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 right.
And then his fingers got all wet.
Gross.
And then he tried to play it, too.
Well, that's interesting. We do this every week where we kind of give you a little insight on what we're experts at. But we all, like I say, we always do have an expert with us this week to give us a little information. about stuff.
Yeah, are we using your real name today? Okay, this is Jacob Rupp. He's a longtime companion. He's got hello. Yeah, not yet. Okay. First of all, I want to say thanks for coming here. There's a lot of other houses to be in, and the fact that you came to know us.
Well, that's not where we are. We're somewhere else.
Yeah, we're in a submarine.
Submarine studio.
Yeah, you might actually hear the periscope, and you might also hear the sonar, and you might also hear the nuclear reactors. Yeah,
so don't send us messages or emails. We know what the background noise is.
Yeah. So,
just the regular noises of submarines.
In fact, yeah, don't send us anything at all.
Sure.
Because no. We'll return it to someone.
Jacob is...
Email doesn't work, not even set up.
Yeah, because, you know, so below the ocean.
That's right. Submarine. I'm very honored to be a person you guys know, by the way.
Well, you're an expert right
now. Yeah, you're an expert.
That's right.
What did we... Yeah, you're an expert in movies. That's... Mm-hmm. I'll just name some movies that I know.
Yeah, let's go to some movies.
I'm at a loss. I've only ever seen VeggieTales, and I don't know if that's a movie or not.
I think it's more of a lifestyle than a movie.
VeggieTales is a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle. So I know this about you. Not only did you go to film school, but you also went to, you had a film internship. You also go to the movies.
I go to the movies once a year. It makes me anticipate what I really want to see. Last year I saw, Ride Along 2. That was my one movie.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
You know, because people nowadays see too many movies.
Sure.
Right. Well, it's hard to afford. I mean, my first question really is, how do you afford to go to any movie, let alone a movie?
A movie.
God, have you seen how much they charge for popcorn? Like, more than $2.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, imagine if they sold popcorn on a plane. It would be in a fortune.
Where are those kernels going? You know?
Your team.
Where does it stop?
Can you elaborate a little bit more about what goes into a film?
The pieces.
The pieces, the parts. People want to know, hey, I've got an idea. I didn't write anything down. Maybe you can help me film it.
Where does one begin the process?
Yeah, at the beginning, what do you do?
There's a common misconception that movies are about ideas.
And let's stick to two or three syllable words. Misconception. See? Go ahead.
Well, there's a common misconception that you need talent or ideas to start a movie, but you don't need any of that.
We already talked about Adam Sandler, so I don't know what else.
Yeah.
I like when you say words.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I like to say words, and sometimes I like to stop.
Okay, so you need talent.
You need talent. You need ideas.
Yeah.
You need motivation. You need money.
And this
you need women against their will.
Right.
All of these things you need to make a good movie work. Nobody talks about Borat, how in character...
Everybody talks about Borat.
Yeah, I still quote Borat to everybody.
I say my wife like 13 times a month.
I quote Borat and Napoleon Dynamite other.
Okay, impending divorce.
Goes to the bar and is like, would you like to be my wife? Is that the movie?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, so I was telling my wife.
What's that from?
That's from 50 First Dates, actually. Wow. I don't know if you remember 50 First Dates.
It was with those three female secret agents, and Crispin Glover was in it.
Drew Barrymore still in it.
Yeah.
Wow. She really is old.
And she also forgot she was in a trio of superheroes.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember secret when she agents. Was in E.T.?
Oh.
Every
She was so hot in that movie.
Yeah, she was sad.
Actually, after this, can we watch the interview with Tom Hanks on the Axe Files with David Axelrod?
That's not a movie. Oh, tomorrow. I thought we were talking
about
but
Tom
movies.
Hanks is in it, and he is
Yeah, he
in
is
the
a
movie.
Movie.
Well, what's your favorite Tom Hanks movie?
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, man.
I know your favorite.
Oh,
let's all go around and say each other's favorite
Tom Hanks
movie.
Oh,
at the same time, though. Okay, ready?
No, wait, no. That's going to be hard to hear. Mine's Platoon.
Oh. Wow, that's so embarrassing. Mine was also Platoon.
You know what's so crazy right now? I love Tom Hanks in Platoon.
You know, when Tom Hanks buries his son.
Oh, God.
It's like, come on.
I've never cried in a movie, you guys, and I know you probably don't believe that. I cried when Tom Hanks buried his son. And
the way he buried his son,
right?
And JD from Scrubs in Platoon.
Yeah. Beautiful.
He did a great job.
You know, some people call it overly Nazi propaganda, but I think Platoon is just a hilarious romp.
Yeah.
Like Delta Farce.
What is that?
Larry the Cable Guy gets dropped into Iraq.
Why do you have to make stuff up?
It's a real movie.
About what?
Jacob, do you want to chime in here?
Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy gets dropped in Iraq, and then Tina Fey is already in Iraq, and she's doing some quirky shit. But in the background, you can see Larry Cable Guy fingering an anthole.
And then that guy that guy from, what was he, from The Avengers and Arrival.
Oh, Adam Sandler.
Yeah. He starts looking for bombs everywhere. He puts on this big suit. So it's Larry the Cable Guy, Tina Fey, and...
The Avenger guy.
The... I can't think of his name.
I think it was Jimmy John.
Jimmy Page?
The sandwich guy. Jimmy John, the subs guy.
Yeah. So they're all there banging sharks on a boat.
Where else are you gonna bang a shark?
What is
bring him on an airplane?
This is cinema magic. Where else can you bang a shark?
What is the average budget of a big budget Hollywood flick?
Ooh, good movie question. Big budget. Well, the movie Big, starring of course Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah.
The movie Big, that of huge budget. That was like 3.5 bitcoins.
Why didn't they call it huge?
That's the sequel. You just wait there, big boy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll wait.
For the sequel of Big.
The sequel to Big will be huge.
You're going to love it. It's going to be huge.
Have you been to Tom Hanks, North Dakota?
No, I've been to Tom Hanks Bar and Grill.
Yeah, that's really nice. You know what they do? They play all of his movies on rerun. He can't even eat there because he hates his movies. So but much. I love it, dude.
Yeah, he tried to sue Tom Hanks, North Dakota, and they're like, you can't sue a city.
No, you can't sue a city.
And then he's like, yeah, I can. And he did.
There was a class action lawsuit against San Diego, which isn't a person's name.
Well, it's San Diego's name, but he...
Right. The saint of that animal from the cartoon series.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
That's sure. Right.
But the people of San Diego tried to sue the city and county of San Diego because they were afraid the water was getting too close from the ocean. So
that's, of course... You gotta sue that ocean.
Yeah, it was a splash action lawsuit.
Man. What's your favorite movie now?
I'm about to look up on IMDb what movies are out now that we can talk about maybe a little bit.
No, I don't think we should do that.
No,
I just want to know more about film and like how it works. Movies? Yeah, like so say somebody is really into making movies and eating popcorn and going to award shows and... buying elaborate adopted children. Like, what?
Yeah, okay, I'm so glad you brought that up, because award shows are actually 95% of making movies.
No way.
Are you serious?
Like, before you even sit down with a plot, I would sit down and write an acceptance speech.
Oh, so you don't hear that often. That's fine.
Yeah, you don't really hear that at all. Yeah. I didn't know actresses could write.
You know, I am a sound guy, and I'm still practicing my speech. Thank you. But I'm still just, you know, you gotta thank Jesus, you gotta thank God, as if they're different people.
Yeah.
Are they people?
You gotta thank Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Oh.
Another name for God.
Sure.
Have you guys been to God, Texas?
Oh, beautiful.
It's spelled G-A-H-D, but it's also, it's filled with people from the neighboring city.
Yeah, like Houston. And then there's God, Texas, which is...
G-W-D.
You know, I thank God Texas is a woman.
I thank God every day that Texas is a woman.
Amen.
Amen.
What is your favorite Texas-based film?
Oh, I know mine.
That is
really, Animal House.
Really easy.
I know mine. JFK with...
just JFK.
Robert Redford was in that.
Yeah. Wait, or the new one. The new one with Zac Efron, where he was the nurse.
Where he traded bodies.
Mm-hmm. He was like, I can stop. I'm going to drive to Dallas and stop the JFK assassination.
It's crazy when you can take Southwest for super cheap
for
to
so
Dallas.
Cheap.
Yeah. It's just crazy what Disney will put on his movies nowadays, you know? Just,
Especially, like, in 1960s, like, he still looks cut as shit.
That was going to be my Texas movie, actually.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which is 13 going on 30.
Yes.
Featuring Zac Efron, who goes back in time and tries to kill Hitler.
Zac Efron.
Pardon?
Efron.
Can you spell that?
E-H. Fron.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Efron.
You know, from the...
Efron, what?
From the high school Columbine shooting musicals.
Yeah.
We're all gonna die today. Get down before they spray and pray. You got a bullet coming your way. You're not graduating. You're dying. Yeah, Efron.
You know, I'm really proud that films now have those theaters, which are so interactive, that people literally come in and shoot you during shooting scenes.
Oh, right.
I think that's terrible, what you just said.
Wow.
But I agree. I think it's
really
cool.
Welcome to the future, Noah.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's why I don't go to movies anymore. It's like, if I'm going to get...
You one of these Netflix babies?
Shot. Yeah, let's move on to the real topic at
you
hand.
You one of these Netflix babies?
The changing tide of the industry. Jacob, why and how is the tide changing in the industry? I'll tell you, I haven't gone into a movie theater since, 9/11. The summer of 2012.
Wow, what movie did you see?
I saw...
2012.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So actually, summer of 2010.
Yeah, that's when 2012 came out. Right. It's a common misconception.
Right. I mean, people think 2012 came out in 2012, but they were actually worried that people wouldn't see it.
See, when I saw it...
it was in 2012.
Well, you know, I listened to it first, and then I saw it.
Right.
But
right.
I saw it I saw it when they replayed it in the movie theaters.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I do. Kind of like I listen to books on tape and then read the book. I like to listen to movies and then see them.
Yeah, George Orwell wrote 1980 in 2006.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Again, we're talking about movies here, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's a movie.
2006 is a movie.
About what?
George Orwell also wrote Animal House.
Yeah.
Animal House. Okay, that's great. It's just so fun when you, like, know the director.
Yeah.
Or whatever, the writer.
Oh, so fun.
Do you have to actually write the movie to get it made?
He originally cast... Jim Belushi, I think George Orwell, and he was like, this guy isn't bringing what I want to the character, so he cast John Belushi after.
What a good idea. Smart choice.
He was like, the Belushi thing I have, but I don't know about Jim.
Here's my theory. John Belushi died, not really, but became
Jim Belushi. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you explain Frank?
Who?
What is Frank?
Frank Belushi.
Oh, well, that's easy to explain.
He's the brother of John Belushi.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So, like, people have brothers all the time.
Yeah. I have a brother.
I have two sisters.
I have two brothers.
If you put my two sisters together, that's a brother.
Yeah. You see, now, if you said stepbrothers, I would understand, because I've seen the classic film with Will Ferrell and William Dafoe, but, you know, like, brothers...
Do you know the sequel's gonna be?
What?
Huge. It's gonna be stepsisters. No. Yeah.
Yo, I've seen a lot of these movies featuring stepsisters online, and I am down with those. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, they're short though.
Yeah, they're pretty short.
That being said, they definitely they're more than the 3 seconds that you say requires a movie.
More than a vine.
That's all I need out of a stepsister movie.
Anyway, so I'll tell you why. You don't go to the movies as much, Noah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
One, dangerous to be in public.
Sure.
Right. Right.
Frank Belushi taught us that, if he taught us anything.
Yeah.
Second, Netflix. You're a little Netflix baby, you know? You love to get on there. You love to binge watch your little heroin shows.
I like to binge watch it.
You like to binge watch your little drinking.
I'm going to write something down. You keep talking.
Okay.
And I'm going to look at what is it.
You know, when's the last time you've been to a drive-in? When's the last time you've been in a car, Noah? When's the last time you've been in a car?
Noah can't drive. He goes in buses. Is that a car?
I go in buses and walk places. Are those cars?
Dude, your lungs are looking really good. Thanks, because you've been walking so much.
My eyes are itchy.
Your eyes are itchy?
Yeah.
It's probably all that soda you're drinking.
God.
Yeah, God, Texas.
God, Texas.
G-A-W-D.
Alright, so Tom Hanks shows up.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with him?
You know, it's a classic Tom Hanks thing, you know? You just ask him what he wants
sorry,
to
did
do.
You say Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks thing.
What was his name at Ellis Island?
Efron.
Zach Efron and Tom Hanks. Starring this summer's biggest hit, Baywatch 2.
Too bad.
SpongeBob 3.
You know,
my bae's out there.
That's my favorite part of the SpongeBob movie, is when he just fucks David Hasselhoff on a
beach. You mean Dave.
Yeah, he does mean Dave.
Oh, Dave Hasselhoff?
Dave Hasselhoff just titty fucks SpongeBob.
I've seen SpongeBob because my kids watch it. It's really...
The show or the...
Yeah. Or, I mean, the
movie.
No, never no, saw no. the
Not
show.
The movie.
It's a film.
They watch the video game at department stores.
No. I used to do that. I never had video games, so I only watched the video game movies, which are actually really good.
Yeah, video game movies are probably better than the games or the movies.
You know, I just like loading screens in Grand Theft Auto. Those are like movies.
Oh, itself. Fuck, yeah. The pictures of, like, the sexy...
Men? Yeah.
Do you guys remember... Quarterback Club 98.
Oh, best movie. I mean, if we're going to say that, like, moving pictures are just movies, Quarterback Club 98.
I was never let into Quarterback Club 98.
Yeah, you're not the kind of person.
No. Well, they just never, I was never.
Were you even born?
It's better than Quarterback Club 1980, written by George Orwell.
Yeah. Do you really think it's called 1980? Because we're doing some things that are...
He's the expert, Noah. I think he knows what it's called.
Yeah.
No, that 1980. It is 1980.
Don't spill the lid.
Haven't you ever heard that saying, party like it's 1980? That's about George Orwell's book.
Yeah. Well, I know that.
He also had that book, Animal House.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. I get it.
We did the Animal House thing already.
It's not Animal Farm.
No, that was, a while ago.
Man.
I was on board with Animal House.
I'm just not as... I mean, I've only gone to one VeggieTales movie, so...
VeggieTales? We opened with VeggieTales.
You know, I think VeggieTales on Ice is really where it's at.
Is that a movie?
It's a live experience.
Dude, how do you even distinguish between film and movie?
You know, I was at Walking with Dinosaurs the other day, and I was
What is that?
Is that an experience, or is that something you were doing?
It's a film.
Ah, oh, fuck.
About what?
It's about mechanical dinosaurs coming to life.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, the girls that go there.
Primo.
Primo beef.
I think girls stay in. Girls are pretty much in nowadays.
You know, good for them, too. Yeah. It's about time people started liking women.
Everybody likes women.
You know who loves women?
The people women. Of Alabama.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, man. Or is his dad called him Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Doesn't he have a son?
That's Tom Hanks' son. See, yeah. That's where the S comes in.
Oh, I got you.
His name is Call.
It's a possessive.
His name is Call Hank.
Call in Hank.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So when you're filming a movie,
mm-hmm.
do you have to direct it?
You know, it's really fun. Like,
or does everybody know what they're doing all the time?
Movies just make themselves.
Oh, that's crazy.
You don't even have to tell people what to do at all. Like the key grip, you don't even have to tell him to get a grip. You know, he knows.
Does he know to get keys?
He's got the key.
Wow.
You know, he's got the key to those lighting.
It's a lighting thing. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I knew it all the whole time.
Oh.
I just didn't want to tell you because, you know, we're learning here from Jacob. And
and I don't want to just spoon feed you guys.
Yeah, we don't want to be spoon fed either. I actually prefer straw fed.
You know?
Yeah, I like to eat with a fork and
knife. Tube fed is
actually,
my dream.
I like to eat with chopsticks all the time. I only eat with chopsticks now.
You know, I came in here and Noah was eating cereal with chopsticks. And
you were like, why is there still a whole thing of cereal?
Here's a question.
Yep.
Is cereal soup?
You know, being a film expert, I get this question a lot, actually.
Yeah.
And short answer, no.
Long answer is
there's some gray area.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Dude, I was eating corn nuts the other day. Easily the soupiest of all the cereals.
You know, and some people hate when I call milk broth, but...
It's a broth. It's definitely a broth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what else it is?
And I love going to the brothel, getting loaded milk. Up on milk.
Yeah, bunch of milk.
Dude, you get sick sometimes if you drink too much brothel.
Mm.
You'll get AIDS and herpes. And, dude, one time my buddy Hank Tom, he got Yardia. AIDS?
Oh.
Yardia. It's where you eat all the grass in someone's yard and then have diarrhea everywhere.
Dude, that is so true. And you know what was in that grass? Lake water.
Wow.
That's if you water your grass with lake water, you will actually get Yardia.
If you eat the grass, though. So just don't eat. What's your favorite John Candy movie? Let me say some to give you some options.
Okay.
Yeah. Uncle Buck.
Yeah.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Hey, don't like that one.
Okay. He was in... What's the one where he had a mustache?
Home Alone.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Home Alone?
My favorite John Candy movie.
Home Alone's a great one. Kind of a...
He's in it.
Yeah, kind of a dark horse. It's not really a John Candy film.
I'm tired of talking about Tom Hanks, you know? My favorite John Candy... my favorite John Candy film has to be the Aaron Carter documentary.
Oh, yeah?
Right.
Yeah.
The basketball player?
Yeah, Colin, I Want Candy. Aaron Carter, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Can you sing that song for me real quick?
Yes. Yeah, you know. Hey! Yo! Give me that candy!
That's not how it goes.
No, I don't think that's how it goes either.
Hey, yo! Is that a baby bottle pop? Classic.
That's actually better than the original.
Probably.
I want candy.
Hey, you, candy. Get your ass over here.
Forget about a candy.
I like a bite.
Why don't you just answer the question regular? What's your favorite John Candy movie?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, Blues Brothers. He's in that. He's really funny in that.
I'm sorry, that's a good movie.
Yeah.
Seriously, no one gets out of hand sometimes. Like, very aggressive for a smaller person.
My favorite John Candy movie has to be the first ever movie ever made, Birth of a Nation, which, of course, was a black and white KKK film.
He paid Barf.
But John Candy, Barf,
half dog, half...
The main character, Barf.
He's his own best friend.
He's half dog, half other dog.
I mean, it might as well have been Barth of a Nation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Barth of a Nation.
That's just a little joke, guys.
I set you up for that, though. I was on purpose. That's why I slipped this piece of paper to Jacob that said, do the Barf.
I thought it said Garth. And, you know, I love Garth from Wayne's Westworld. But, you know, sometimes it's enough, you know? Party on, Garth.
Yeah.
Party on, Gain.
Yeah, oh, man.
Jack Black was in Waterworld.
Dude, have you guys been to Jack Black, Connecticut?
It's beautiful.
It's a lot of trees and one mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean, it's
nice. It's loud there. It's really loud.
Well, it's because they're so close to the void.
That's right.
That loud void.
That loud, loud void.
So I have a few just kind of questions.
Movies on a plane? What's next?
Oh, okay.
Snakes?
Starring Samuel L. Jackson.
I have a few questions. Since you are an expert on movies, how long does something have to be before it's a movie?
Oh, very, very good. more than 3 seconds.
Really?
I don't know if you guys remember Rest in Peace Vine, maker of millions of movies. Little movies.
Vine was that thing where you could film your friends or yourself or the toilet, whatever, anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was 6 seconds long.
Yep.
Which is a perfect time to watch an entire flush.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd post that on the internet and that would be a movie?
That would be a movie.
So you have to have a director for those.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have a producer.
You have to have a cast.
You have to have a best grip.
Are all of those filmmakers of Vine, are they all part of the Motion Picture Arts and Sciences of America?
Oh, of course.
And then the Writers Guild and all that kind of formal stuff?
Mm-hmm. The Writers Guild of America. culture and movies.
Of sciences, yeah.
Yeah, of sciences, excuse me. Yeah, when you make a vine, you know, you have to, there's a thing that comes out in the app where you have to prick your blood, your finger.
Oh.
And then it just enters that into the database of moving picture makers, they call them.
Wow.
MPMs.
Okay.
Did Steven Spielberg go through that process and like Russell Crowe? Sounds like everybody went through that process.
Surprisingly, Steven Spielberg can't use a phone.
Oh yeah,
that's a little known fact in the film community. You know, like it was a little known fact that Louis C.K. like masturbated in front of chicks.
Right.
Steven Spielberg
can't use a phone.
Right. Not a lot of people can use a phone. My Nana can't use a phone. I mean, she passed away a few years ago, but that's pretty much why.
Wow. What did she die of?
She died of a phone.
Got hit by a phone.
She died of... she actually went to Mexico and went to a phone party at a big resort.
Heard about Jesus those phone Christ. Parties.
Yeah, a lot of phone.
It's like a donkey party.
Yeah.
Not...
What's a donkey party?
Phones. It's when a donkey fucks a grown woman.
Yeah.
We actually don't talk about farm animals.
Oh, on this, I'm sorry. So. Can we cut that out?
Yeah. No.
We're going to have...
It's actually going to make the cut. Which is something I like to say because, you know, I'm into movies.
Oh, yeah. You know, action.
VeggieTales.
Yeah, could you, I'm going to move it along here. Could you quick fire rapid, every movie term that you've learned on set?
Mm-hmm. Synergy. Big one. You need synergy in the movie business. All right? Everyone has to be on the same page. Number two, divas. All right? Actors are divas. And yeah, that's offensive to women, but you know.
I noticed you said actors, which is not the same as actresses. Are you lumping them in?
That is a whole different
you're
story.
You're kind of
right?
being progressive and close-minded at the same time, which I think is interesting.
You know what? Cut the shit out. Another term I learned on the film set.
Oh, that's interesting.
Cut the shit out. You know what they said to Kevin James on King and Queen's set?
What?
Great job.
Yeah. Everybody did a good job.
And who's the Ben Stiller's dad? How
Jerry
fun was that?
Stiller. Oh, and again, Jerry Stiller? I can't stress this enough.
What
a not
funny
a movie.
Family.
That was a movie.
We're deviating from the topic. If you guys wanted to talk about sitcoms.
Well, first of all, he's not a movie expert. He's a film expert. So we've
film.
So anything on film.
That's not what we said, though.
Life is a film. You just gotta play it.
How about Boyhood? Did you like that movie? Never saw it.
Have you heard of Boyhood? Maslow.
Yeah, with Drew Barrymore.
Mm-hmm. Drew Barrymore.
Adam Sandler. In Hawaii when...
It's this crazy story.
She can't remember. She, like, goes through an entire day and then forgets what happened after.
Yeah, and then she's like, wow, what a boyhood.
Yeah, and then at the end, she wakes up on the boat and is like, oh my god, this is my son? And I have to remember this every day? This is hell. Like, I'm gonna kill myself.
This is the movie where she's gay, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has a
Boyhood.
She has a lesbian scene with Natalie Portman in that movie too.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Hot shit.
Wow.
It's really hot shit.
You don't cut that shit out.
Yeah. And then Thor comes in. I forgot Thor's name.
Adam.
Adam Thor.
Adam from
which is actually a city.
Tarragon.
If you've ever been to Adam, Alaska, and shout out to my folks up in Adam.
Oh, AA.
AAK.
AAK. Dude, you're so
that's
good at
Arkansas,
that.
Maybe.
No, Alaska is AK.
AR is Arkansas.
Man.
Robert, Arkansas. Also
can you,
good folks out there. Hey, our submarine is getting pretty close. So.
I don't think anyone remembered that bit that we did earlier. I totally forgot about it.
Can you give me another?
Yeah.
Hey, so, Jacob.
Boop. Oh, wait. We are in a submarine.
Ding, ding.
Is that a
ding.
Piano or solar? Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's perfect. Okay.
Oh, God.
All right, so the thing, a thing that most people want to know is like...
What's
okay.
How are we going to...
What are we...
How are we going to solve...
Global warming through movies.
You know, and I hate to bring up Borat again, but...
You hate that? It was a good film.
You have Borat written 3 times here on your... What to talk about.
Yeah, your business card says Borat, Borat, Borat.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I made those when Borat was hot, okay?
Still hot.
And that's the kind of face painting I do, so I don't know why else I would market myself like that.
I'm sorry, face painting?
I do Borat-style face painting.
What does that look like? Just mutton chops?
Just the one.
It's just, to be honest, it's just putting a little bit of dirt on people's faces.
To be honest? Haven't we been honest this whole time?
You know what?
Hey, can we actually, let's cut
yeah,
this.
Yeah, let's cut this shit out.
Thanks for coming, Jacob.
Jacob, you're one of our favorite experts. This is our last episode of
Thanks
Sorry,
for being
Go Ahead.
Part of industry that perpetuates sexism on a systematic level.
So. Yeah, you know, I'm just here
and I broke your pen, it. So
you know,
my pen.
I just think women over 40 shouldn't work anymore.
And if they're under 40, you just think they need to work for it in a really gross way.
I don't really agree with anything that's being said right now.
No, that's part of the process.
Unless it's a film.
No normal person has ever made a movie, okay? You have to be fucked up.
Yeah. Or you have to get fucked up.
You know, take it from my favorite movie, Janet Ivanovich.
What's
you
that about?
You miss every shot you don't take.
Perfect. Well, this is a great time
to
end.
Yeah, you know,
then.
What a good time. Jacob Rupp, movie film expert. He went to film school. What did he learn? He learned all about films.
All about films.
He learned how to pay back student debt in a slow and painful manner.
I haven't even signed up yet. Been out of school for 2 years.
He's been out of school. He won't be working anywhere near you. He's embarrassed about the size of his shoes. And he doesn't...
So small.
They're very small. And, you know, Noah and I...
Yeah, me and Aaron here.
We're just so glad you came.
Oh, Noah, I'm still here.
Noah, I'm still here. Oh, God.
Wait a second.
Oh, no. Nope. I'm not on the podcast. I'm Noah.
Wait, I'm still here. I said to let somebody in.
Oh, wow. There's three Noahs now.
All right. This
yeah,
is...
three Noahs here. Anyway, thank you for coming.
I have chlamydia.
All right. Thanks, Jacob.
This has been a Sexpot Comedy Joint, collaborative, community-driven comedy produced by Andy Jewett and Kayvon Kalatvari, headquartered in Denver, Colorado, with technical support from Isaac Miller, every day at sexpotcomedy.com or at a show near you. Until next time, be well, friends.